Welcome to the Man Scouts Podcast. I'm your host, Captain Conan, here with Daddy Dalt.
drinking some stuff.
Drinking some stuff. Not showing you the brand.
We don't know what brand that is.
No one can guess by the bottle what that is. It's not like it's the most recognizable sports drink brand in America.
Whoa. That's not Prime, dude.
What's up, Brian?
Bro, dude, New Year's Eve tomorrow. And we wanted to tell the kids one last time.
What did we want to tell them?
We wanted to tell them.
Hey, we didn't discuss what we were telling them.
Hey, dude, Daddy's got this.
Okay. What are we telling them? I have not approved this, so we'll see if I really. That
we love them in 2024.
Yes, that's a pass. Yeah, I feel the same
way. But 2025, you got to earn that, okay?
Yeah, because in 2025, our relationships, they're all based on merit, okay?
Yeah.
Dad, you're not pulling your weight? Kick him to the curb.
Boom. You understand? You understand? You understand, gang? Yeah, so 2024, you got some New Year's reses, dude? Resolutions?
Dude, here's the thing. Do you want me to get autistic in the way I respond to that question about resolutions, or do you want me to answer in a fun way?
Answer in a fun way, because I think I know your autistic answer, because I think we think the same thing.
Okay. Let me just sum up the autistic answer, and then we'll get into the fun stuff.
And then let me read your mind autistically.
Okay, first of all,
read your mind autistically?
I'm not autistic. I don't like using the word autistic, but it's the only word I've described.
Do you want me to read?
Okay, go ahead, read my mind. First of all, let's connect.
Yep. All right, dude. This is what you were thinking. This is the serious answer. Colin doesn't do New Year's resolutions. I've been doing them the whole time.
I've been resoluting all year.
Yeah, there's no new year, new me. It's just the same guy moving forward. Upward trajectory.
Upper trajectory, dude, just like the Rocket Man. So that's pretty close. It's pretty close to how I would say it. It's also just I'm more of like a systems based adjustment guy and less concrete goals, right? So it's like, is my gym stuff working, or what is a part of my process that I might need to update? Right? Do I need to do better food prep? That's where I'm at right now. You know, I'm like, hey, food prep could be better. You
okay.
Know?
All right.
Stuff now like that. Stuff as related to the, the roles in my life, like a father, like, you know, am I giving my child enough beatings? Right. Yeah. Am I ensuring that he won't be gay by the beatings? Right.
Because that's how you prevent that.
Yeah.
Scientifically.
Yeah. I was beat enough. My younger siblings weren't. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. We joke.
We don't have an. Okay. For those of you who don't know,
this is a joke.
This is a joke. We're messing. We're new boot goofing. We don't actually think that. Okay.
We don't have that many people get mad at us, but some people.
We've had some.
Are like, hey, why do you guys actually think that? Like, to be clear, I do not endorse the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. Okay. To be clear.
At all. Whatsoever.
That was a joke. I actually think it's crazy how many people legitimately support it. It's like a 40%.
Yeah, dude. It seems like a weird amount. And so do they give reasons why?
Well, it's an old the ends justify the means argument with, hey, this United Health, the health insurance company, is responsible for the most denials of claims, and they're making record profits because of it, and people are dying. And I'm like, first of all, yeah, there's a lot of problems with the healthcare system, and
agreed,
the government's in bed with it, and all the stuff. It's bad. It's not good.
They're in
but
the
I
same
don't go
bed.
Killing people. Okay, yeah.
They're in the same bed, but it's not a hospital bed.
No,
it's a bigger, luxurious bed. Yeah,
it's a water bed. They're sunk in the middle. They can't really roll out because it's all the hard. Water.
The waves on the water bed, but there's ornate. What do they call that? What's the thing that you put a bed frame? Ornate bed frame, bro. What are you eating? What is that? Is that ramen?
Some crumble cereal.
Crumble cereal.
Crumble cereal.
What is that?
Something that RFK is gonna get rid of probably. So I gotta get it now. I don't know, dude.
What is it, dude?
It's cereal made by Crumble in partner with Kellogg.
Wait, like Crumble cookie?
Yes.
Really? What flavor yes. is it?
It's Crumble cookie flavored. It's,
yeah, but what kind of cookie? They have different. That's their whole thing. Is they have new like cookie flavors every week. Cookie. Oh, so it's like a chocolate chip, huh?
But there's no chocolate in it. So I don't know how to describe it.
Is it a sugar cookie?
It kind of tastes like a sugar cookie, I would say. I think that's what it is.
So then why'd you say chocolate chip to begin with, huh?
Because it looks like a chocolate chip cookie.
Where were you on the night that the United Healthcare guy was assassinated? I was
baking cookies, dude.
Yeah? Where?
Honestly, I probably was.
In what state?
And that's sad. In what state? With what type of oven?
Did you make the Christmas tree cookies?
I made Christmas. We made Christmas type cookies. What symbol was that? Was that a Christmas tree or was that something else?
The little circle.
Making rude symbols with his fingers. He's like, is that a Christmas tree? Hey, dude. This is a family show, dude.
Bro, were you? I'm talking about like the little circle. What are those? Like the Pillsbury ones?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Pillsbury sugar cookies. They have different characters on them. They usually have a tree. Snowman, elf. Yeah.
So and I'm guessing you, what, dude, you did the, make
the dyes in those.
I good mean, for you.
Well, maybe this is just me, okay? Uh-huh. But I'm pretty sure I've got some data other than just myself. But when I have a ton of those, dude.
What do they do to you?
Let's just say my downstairs drop off. Okay.
Are we going to have another
colored, like a bright, effervescent, like neon green?
Are we? Wait, what? Oh, I thought we were going to have a Colin pooped his pants story.
No, dude.
Oh, so the dye changes. So you got rainbow nuggets, is not what you're trying
rainbow,
to tell me.
Not rainbow. And that's a little crass. I'm sorry for the potty talk. We don't want to be doing this in the pod.
Why would we talk about potty talk? Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah. The change only potty here. Is a potty, yeah. No, back to resolutions, which is what I believe we were talking about.
We were.
And the final resolution is like bucket list type weird stuff. You know what I mean? Like weird stuff.
Yeah, what are we going to do that's weird, dude?
Stuff that when everyone is like sharing their New Year's resolutions or whatever, right? Mm. I guess not everyone shares it, but people talk about having them, I guess. We can share our own, and they can be comically weird.
My New Year's resolution, I would like to, I don't know, dude. I got to think of something.
Drink an entire gallon of milk.
Ugh, in one go?
Yeah.
In one setting, huh?
One setting. Oh,
I want to.
Get something waxed.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, my. I want to dye my hair blue and become real angry at the world.
Something like that. I want to
jinx my hair. Jinx is from Arcane. Sorry. It's probably jinx. A reference to no idea, dude.
I'm not into Arcane yet. But, dude, I think my son is edging towards anime slowly but surely.
My man. Hey, tell him to double show him. Dude, we got to get him into Dragon Ball Z. He's at the right age.
You think he's at the right age? You think 3 years old is the right age for Dragon Ball Z?
He would love Dragon Ball Z right now.
Because they're just yelling?
Yeah, he would love it, dude. Just get him into Dragon Ball Z Kai. Dragon Ball Z Kai.
It's got to be fast-paced, though. He's used to freaking Pixar or whatever. Anyways, but this is the point, is he started watching. He gets a favorite movie every now and then. Okay.
Uh-huh. What is it now?
His favorite movie is Ultraman.
Bro, Ultraman's good, though.
Isn't it freaking good?
It's really good.
And it makes me want to get him the comics, because I think that would be cool.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Is there a video game? Get him one of those.
Oh, dude, that's a good idea.
Yeah, dude, we got to start him on nerd stuff early.
Because, dude, Ultraman is old.
Yeah, I think it is. It's pretty old, if I remember right.
Yeah,
but that's what the movie's about, dude. The old
1966,
the old Ultraman.
Dude.
Jeez, that is old.
Yeah.
That's 60 years old.
It's in the same universe as freaking Godzilla.
59, but... Is it really? In the same universe as Godzilla? Huh. Is there an Ultraman crossover?
Oh, dude, that'd be so sick. You know what? Let's look it up. There's gotta be.
Dude, do all comics originate from Japan?
Not DC, dude.
No, but did they get inspired from Japanese comics?
Oh, That's a great question. What was the earliest comic? Now we got to do that.
Yeah, let's look that up.
Dude, Ultraman versus Godzilla 1966. Dude, yeah, he appears in freaking... Look at this.
Hold on, I'm looking up.
Oh, man. Okay, you ready for this?
Comic book. Okay, I'm ready. Let's see it.
Ultraman. I know all the songs from the freaking movie right now, too. Because he's watched it like 700 times. All right, so. Boom, dude. We've got Ultraman versus Godzilla, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Honestly, actually, I think I've seen like that imagery before.
Yeah. That's how old Ultraman is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's so old that it looks absolutely abysmal.
I don't know, dude. This looks pretty awesome.
The earliest known comic book
dressed up in suits and acted like they were really big.
Exactly.
Dude, they're huge.
The Godzilla suit is so terrible. I love his hands, dude. He's all that makes him bigger. If I spread my fingers, it makes me bigger. Dude, oldest comic book published in 1837.
1837, but what's the comic book about?
It says The Adventures of Obadiah Oldbuck, and it was published in Europe. So
Obadiah?
Yeah.
Get it together. Obadiah. Anyway, so yeah, he's starting with the source, right? He's going straight to Japanese, you know?
I love it. I love it, dude. Hey, man, I think there's some great things to probably learn from Japanese culture. I think if we skip over the World War II stuff.
Oh.
Is furries Japanese? We went very different places there.
The World War II stuff? Furries?
Maybe Japan's not the best role model in recent history, right? Maybe not.
Now I gotta Google that.
Furries Japanese, dude? I don't think they are.
Which country originated furries?
Yeah, we do have
to find my search history, jeez. Which is your guess?
Gosh, well, you made me think it's Japanese, but honestly, dude, I feel like, unfortunately, it's probably disappointingly the U.S., but I'm going to go on a limb here and say Canada.
It is the United States.
Son of a...
Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
So that's the first furry convention was held in Costa Mesa, California in 1989.
Well...
Hey, babe! Costa Mesa. It's right next to where my wife grew up. Next to the furry capital of the world.
That area is also known for other things, so I wonder if there's a little crossover there.
So, dude, this is the sad thing. Look at this. The furry fandom is characterized by a blending of American cartoons and Japanese anime styles. Furries also create alter egos known as fursonas. Dude?
Fursonas, dude?
Dude? Okay, I figured it out. I figured out what Japan did. They're like, oh, you're going to atomic nuclear bomb us?
Oh,
we're going to play the long game.
Yeah.
And we're gonna culture bomb you with furries. Your kids are going to want to use litter boxes at school.
They did us dirty, dude.
Dude, that's crazy. That was the long game.
I give them a slow clap for that. Hey, that's decent payback.
Well played.
We spanked them for what they did in World War II, and then they subtly went, nah. We're not cool with that.
Oh my gosh. Dude, this is the funniest Quora answer to this question, okay?
Okay.
Why do furries exist, and who started the whole thing? Okay. This guy. The Egyptians. Furries have existed since ancient Egypt. The furry fandom was created by Fred Patton. I like that they don't substantiate that at all. I wonder if they're like, yeah, you know, Ra, Anubis, those guys with animal heads, they're furries.
They're furries, dude.
That's probably just what they think legitimately.
That's just pharaohs just playing make-believe, dude. They got their fursonas, dude.
Their fursonas. Dude, what would your fursona be?
Oh, my gosh, dude. I don't even want to think about it.
Hi, I'm Bradwee. I'm a wolf. I'm Bradwee the wolf.
Oh my gosh. Dude. My name's Todd the Fox.
You literally just pulled the only thing you knew about an animal and name from Disney.
Yeah, dude. Fox and the Hound's great. What's that
called? Fox and the Hound? Yeah.
Yeah, bro. It's sad.
Hilarious.
It is sad. If I was to make a fursona, though, dude, Todd the Fox? Yeah. Why not?
Because you're a foxy guy?
Yeah, dude, exactly. And I like to say that I'm pretty foxy with the ladies, you know?
What? Dude. No one can attest to that. No one's witnessed it.
With all the, ladies.
What is? Are you wearing a backwards hat?
Yeah, I'm wearing a backwards hat.
For a second, I thought you were wearing a do-rag. I was like, what is going on? Because it's black and your hair is black? I'm like, man, since y'all started wearing jewelry, things are getting weird.
Oh, man. I got a gold chain, a gold ring. Two gold chains, actually. I'm wearing two. I got my other one fixed.
When does it get... What number of gold chains... When does it get weird?
Three, dude. If you have more than two on, you just got to... You got to get rid of them. Out with the old, get a thicker one.
Okay, what about this? What about two chains and a pendant? You know, like a money piece. Is the pendant
on one of the chains?
No, no. It's a separate chain with its own pendant.
So you have two chains and then third chain with a pendant.
Third chain pendant, yeah.
It's still three chains, bro. Too many.
Too many? All right.
Two is too many, dude.
I have zero, but... I did just get some for Christmas. Ooh, so
that is too few, dude.
I got some.
What did you get for Christmas, dude?
I got the sweet, sweet skull one. Oh, what did I get for Christmas? Oh, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Bro, tell me what you got for Christmas.
I don't even know what this is called.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Did we wished them, didn't we? Didn't we already do that? I think we did last episode.
We pre-wished them.
Yeah, we pre-wished them, but now
we didn't wish them on the day. We didn't podcast on the day.
No, because we were busy. Were you busy?
I was with my family. Yeah.
I was pretty much chilling all day. I mean, I was with family, but like it was just my parents and I for most of the day. I was with my niece and nephew quite a bit, but what I'm saying is I probably had downtime. I could have done it, but I think I snoozed a little, dude. Napped a bit.
On Christmas? I do too. On
Christmas, dude, Christmas, I do too. Christmas, I feel, is like the one day a year you can have, you can get a guilt-free nap in.
Dude, what do you mean the one free day?
One day, dude.
Is the other day you nap, you just have guilt?
Yeah, dude. You're telling me that on other days?
I'm not going to lie. I do the same thing. I feel guilty.
Yeah. What other day? On Christmas, do you feel guilty for napping? No.
Here's the thing. Because
what else are you supposed to do?
Okay, I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but when you have kids, the naps almost go away. At least for the guy, I feel like, you know.
That makes sense, though. I mean, I get that.
You got to give, you got to take care of the whole situation going on. But yes, I'll tell you what I got for Christmas, okay?
Okay, can you tell me what you got for Christmas?
My favorite gift, and I probably haven't even told her this, but my favorite gift is, I don't even know what it's called. My wife got me this little book clamp, and you clamp on the page of the book, and it's like imprinted lettering. And it says, from the Library of Colin Dye. So I can freaking label all my books with this cool little imprint thing. I don't even know how to describe what it is.
That's actually pretty sick.
It makes an impression. It's an impression piece. I don't know. But that was my favorite gift. What did you get?
What did I get?
What did you give? Hey, what'd you give?
Better question. I got my niece and nephew... Dude, it's a long. My nephew, I technically gave it to him in the summertime, and so then he's building a PC. So I got him components for the PC. Is what I did. Okay, long story short.
Nice, nice.
And then that was kind of like summertime, and then in the because I wanted him to open up something. I got him money towards another component that he was in.
What'd you get? A graphics card?
In need of. Over the summer, I got him a motherboard.
Ooh, motherboard.
Yeah. And then my niece, I got her some, she likes sea turtles. So I got her some gold sea turtle earrings.
Lovely.
Yeah. As well as like a big snuggy blankie thing that she loves. that she likes. Dude. Yeah, she likes. I don't know. Her mom said she'd really like it, so I got her that.
Nice.
And then I got her something in the summer too. But then, dude, mom and dad, I was like, listen, we're gonna take a trip. We're gonna take a trip together. I put this much money aside, so we're planning a trip. That's what we're doing.
Nice. Because
my parents are incredibly difficult to buy for, dude. And so I was like, you know what?
Are they travelers? Do you think they aspire to travel?
I think that they would appreciate. So my mom, yes. I think my dad is kind of fixed in his ways a little bit, dude. And here's the thing. I think he'll appreciate any memories.
What's your dad's first name again?
Kevin.
Kevin. Did old Kevin stuck in his ways?
Old Kevbot, dude. Dude,
could you just imagine Kev goes to France?
Yeah, so I think we're gonna stay stateside. I think that'd be dude. Here's the thing.
That'd be too much of a culture shock.
Yeah, I think that'd be rough on old Kev, dude. Hey, I'd have a hard time with that. I think old Kevin would have a real hard time in France, dude. I think the French people, I don't think they're ready to handle old Kev. You know what I mean,
dude? You better keep Kev away from all the cigarettes, because if he starts, he's gonna hit you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, dude.
I don't even know. Your dad smokes. I don't even think your dad smokes.
He doesn't smoke. No, he doesn't.
But if you got it, but if you gave him one,
but if you gave him a cigarette, dude, he might punch.
He might punch you, dude. Especially one of those frilly French ones, as a long stem.
Oh yeah, dude. A French.
It's like a holder. I don't know.
Yeah, like I don't know what it is either. And don't even get me started, dude. If you give him a monster, who knows what'll happen?
Oh, okay? Dude. Drywall, beware.
I was going to say, you might turn to Kevin to Kyle. You know what I'm saying?
Blood out, dude.
Blood out. So, no, I think Kevin is going to feel a little bit more comfortable stateside. So,
okay, what's the furthest Kev can feel comfortable traveling, in your opinion?
I think anywhere stateside he'd be all right with.
Anywhere stateside. He'd go full East Coast. He'd go D.C.
I think he'd go D.C., yeah. So, I think we might... so, I don't know. We've been talking about a couple different options, so... I put some money aside and was like, listen, this is what this is for. This is the, you know, anyway. Yeah. So that's what we're going to make some memories, what we're going to do.
Oh, dude, making memories? Making memes?
Because I'm just, dude, I don't know, man. When you get older, it's like one of those things. Anyway. Yeah.
You know what I said about the freaking, it sounded like you were about to get sad, dude.
Oh no, I'm just like, dude, it's like incredibly difficult to like buy stuff for my folks.
Oh, I bet.
Cuz they just whatever they want, they just buy get. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just get it. You know what I mean?
That's kind of how I am too, adults. Though.
Yeah, that's how I feel. It's like, oh, if I want this, like I'll just get it, you know?
Dude, that is exactly how I feel. Yeah.
Yeah, and but that's pretty
is,
normal.
But this is the one thing. Here's the thing. I don't know about you, but I have reverted to the gifts of my youth that I actually didn't like, and that is clothing. It's come full circle.
Oh yeah,
I appreciate getting clothes now.
Oh,
I don't know how to dress myself really style wise.
You know what mom and dad got me? You want to know what one of the things that they got me?
3-piece suit.
I was like a deer in the headlights. So you're like, what'd you get? I'm all. Oh no!
I've been training for this.
Dude, one of the things
kids that it's a trend on the internet to film your haul, your Christmas haul.
Really?
Yeah, and there's all these rich kids sharing all this stuff they got for Christmas on the internet. Anyways, back to what you were saying,
dude. One of the things they got me that it freaking as a kid you're like dang, and as an adult you get weirdly excited for socks, bro.
Nice. Yes. Bro. I thought you were going to say the Spider-Man web shooter that shot Silly String, but yes.
Even better, dude. Socks.
Socks.
Dude, I'm like so excited to throw out all my old socks and just replenish, dude. Just
socks. Oh, you go with the socks. Purge. You go a purge. Oh,
yeah, I'm purging, dude.
You're saying this is the only... I do one brand of sock at a time. I don't deviate.
No, that's... Wow. I like the
how
one...
How many socks did you get?
Like 12 pairs.
12 pairs. And 12 pairs is enough for you to cycle through.
Yeah, dude, that's plenty. Okay. I mean, I of a certain type, those are my long socks, bro. I still have some short socks from the old haul.
Oh, okay. So it's by category. It's by generation.
daddy's diverse.
Is there ever a time where you will cycle out a sock style and you're saying, hey, this ain't for me anymore. This is dead.
So here's the thing. I tried doing that, and all that happened was me and Ben had the same socks, and I think he'd steal my socks.
Whoa, accusation here. Who are you first? Actually, Ben, were you stealing socks?
That's not even true, bro. That's not even true. I don't know that we had the same type of sock. I know for a fact he would always wear my socks, bro. That guy would take my socks all the time, bro.
Dude, I'm just imagining he's taking them off your feet. I know he probably took them out of your drawer. Just imagining him just forcefully taking them off your feet.
I don't know how, like, he would be like, oh, man, I don't have any clean socks. He's like, yeah, yo, double barrel, can I get some socks?
That is the most bad way for him to ask, dude. He's like, yo, hey, can you help a brother out with some socks?
You know what's hilarious? Dude, every time that guy comes into town, bro, I always find his socks. I always find his socks at my house.
That's why he can't find
them. Yeah, dude. He just leaves them, bro. I'm like, I don't own this kind of sock. Where'd this come from? Ben.
Dude, bro. What is he? The Easter Bunny, but with socks? Just leaving them places?
He's like, dude, it's wild, bro. It's great, though.
That's fun. Oh, real good. Kevin can travel domestically.
Yeah, and I think it'll be good for him to travel domestically, dude.
Love it.
They like to go do some things, dude. Like, they've gone to Disneyland and stuff. Wow. Mom really likes Disneyland. Dad supports it, I think. I think he likes it too.
He tolerates it.
You know, Kev tolerates it. I think he enjoys himself. You know, I think he genuinely enjoys himself. So.
Oh, that's great. He gets the ears on and everything.
I don't know if he does that.
Okay.
That doesn't seem like he might.
he might
to appease Ma, but
he might get silly.
Yeah, but I just going off the cuff here doesn't seem like a super Kevin thing to do. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool. Good call. You know what I'm saying? Good call, Kevin. Good call. Well, awesome. Well, we had a marvelous Christmas. We
got the whole fam together, yeah?
And, yeah, what? Me?
You got the whole fam together, yeah.
Well, this is what happened. So, big
homogenous group of fam?
With my in-laws.
Oh, you were with the in-laws? Oh, it was the off year.
It's the off year, yeah.
I did know that. Weirdly enough, dude, I knew that.
You've been keeping track of which holidays we spend with which my family with my in-laws? How do you know this?
I do know this. I don't
you
know.
Have I it think, on a chart?
I think I've had Lyle stay the night a couple of times. We've talked about it. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, I mean, notably, you once had Christmas morning with my family.
I did. So. I did, and it was a grand Christmas morning.
Dude, what year was enough, that?
Also got socks.
Did you really?
I did.
My mom gave you socks that year?
She gave me socks, dude. Like a proper mother.
I feel like they did treat you like part of the family. You got hella presents. I did get
hella presents.
Why is my boy getting presents?
Is this coming in
for my stuff?
Hey, to be fair, though, I was festive, dude. I dressed up like Santa Claus. I had Santa Claus pajamas.
But you were like a pedophile-looking version of Santa. The one Santa that loves the kids sitting on his lap.
I'm all, hey, God, come sit on daddy's lap.
Oh, man.
Come over here.
Yeah, that was a good time when you spent Christmas in my house. Okay, you ready to transition from Christmas to something Christmas adjacent? AKA Nazis?
What?
Yeah, Nazis. It's like close to Christmas.
Because the uniform? Or what?
Yeah, dude. Around Christmas time, you're like, man, I really wish I had a Hugo Boss to don.
Bro, they did look sharp, I'll say that.
Whoa, Nazi sympathizer.
I didn't say they were good. I never said that. I'm saying those jackets they had were mighty fine looking.
And some of the engines of their cars.
Well, really just, who was it, dude? I think it was like, I think it was, because what was the German tank? The Panzer? I think this is like a big thing.
Yeah, it was made by, whatchamacallit?
Volkswagen? BMW?
I think so, yeah.
Which one?
I think it's Volkswagen.
Well, either way, dude, this is, I don't know for sure, but I saw something on at one time where it was like, yeah, the German Panzer, like the main thing was like, they're like, yeah, they could take out 10 of the, or not 10, but 5 of the American tanks. The only problem is there's always 6 American tanks. Like, we just like pumped them out, dude. We just like went to town. We outmanufactured them. We didn't outquality them, but we outmanufactured them.
Dude, we know how to make a factory line. All right.
We,
if there's one thing we know in America, it's how to make a factory line.
That was back in the day. Now we know how to export that to China.
Yeah, maybe.
or 3D print our own stuff if we need it.
Oh, thank goodness, right? I'm my own manufacturer. I'm my own factory, dude. Yeah,
dude, bro, I'm a factory. I can do factory stuff. Dude, I've been thinking. I was talking to somebody about that today. I was like, I need to.
Oh, you're a factory? He's like, I'm on a cleanse. I'm a factory right now.
I was talking about 3D printing, but all right, yeah. Daddy's. They're all, so what do you, use three words to describe yourself. I'm like, I'm a factory. Okay. How's that?
All right. So you were a factory.
Oh, no, I was talking about 3D printing. That's
what yeah.
Just, I want a
3D printer. Do you have a 3D printer?
I don't, no.
Are you just trying to do it because Kyle does it?
Kyle makes it sound so cool, though, dude.
Dude, if you follow Kyle into every... of I'm his not interests, doing, then you're gonna have FPV his other... drones. You're gonna do fireworks.
Drone things is
gonna solder.
I'll say, hey, soldering's dope, dude. If you can solder,
he was a crypto miner. You followed him there. I think you still have like four graphics cards at your house.
I only have one extra at the house.
Okay, you had a whole rig for like multiple graphics cards. It was a good time.
I did have that. Here's the thing, dude. Okay. 3D printing's cool, dude. I don't know.
It is cool. And you can make things the government might not want you to have.
Yeah. Wasn't that?
Which we won't mention so we don't get removed.
Okay. You know what? We're not going to mention the fact that you can make things.
Things.
Right?
But I believe you should have the right to make things.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so the Nazis. That was supposed to be my lead in to what I found and I wanted to talk about, and it's kind of Nazi stuff.
Okay,
this is what happened. I was perusing, and I like things on social media that lead to other things. Were you
perusing,
dude? It's just X. Okay.
Okay, dude. Do you have a hard time calling it X?
Or do you still refer not to anymore. Twitter? I think I transitioned, dude.
I haven't. Fully. I still call it Twitter. I need to call it X.
That's misgendering, dude.
It's a problem.
Or dead naming or whatever.
Okay.
Don't
have to be mean about it.
I found something on X, and it was this thing by this guy, the history nerd, and he was like, during World War II, the Nazis launched a secret war. They believed Freemasons hid ancient secrets of power and mysticism. So they raided lodges across Europe, seizing the archives of rituals and archives of ancient rituals and political influence. Here's the untold story of the Nazis versus the Freemasons. Now, you scroll upon that. Are you clicking or are you not clicking?
I feel like I gotta click, dude.
Here's the thing. Not like I like Nazis, okay? But when you give, I feel like a man, a history story that involves something World War II era-ish.
Yeah.
And then like mysticism.
Yeah. If it's Nazis, mysticism, and the words ancient rituals.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
I'm 13, and I'm like, what?
I got to find the bottom of this, dude. What if they summon Nazi zombies, bro?
Pretty sick.
Our favorite video game come to life. We don't know.
Oh, and man.
Article is probably the only way to find out.
Well, it's like less of an article and more like a thread. But this is the point. They were talking at one point about things that they were actively looking for, okay? And I found my favorite discovery.
Stop. All right, I'm excited.
The Nazis were looking for the Philosopher's Stone.
Well, weren't they also looking for Ark of the
Did
Ark
you
of
know
the,
that's a real thing? They were looking
for Philosopher's Stone?
They were looking for lots of things.
Like anything, like
anything occult related.
Yes, I couldn't think of the word. They
were looking for like powers, mystical powers, which is the coolest thing to historically study.
It kind of is, yeah.
I don't know why that's it. It's like whatever.
Did type they of find anything cool?
Stuff the Nazis were after.
Did they? Was there any like cool stories about Nazi patrols going missing or?
Essentially, what happened in Raiders of the Lost Ark? You know.
Yeah. But did was there a legit real story about that?
No.
Something akin to that, I mean?
The thing close to it was essentially just that the Philosopher's Stone is real. I figured out that there was, you know, you think this was all taken from Harry Potter, right? Nicholas Flamel, he built the Philosopher's Stone, okay?
Well, hold on, dude. He was an alchemist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the study of alchemy, the pinnacle of it, is making a Philosopher's Stone, dude. He made the Philosopher's Stone.
Yes, and it was rumored that he could turn stuff that was lead to gold with it and whatever. I don't know.
Is it just, I'm pretty sure it just turns things into gold, doesn't it?
I think it also preserves life, but I'll look it up.
Yeah, so the Philosopher's Stone, you can use it to create the Elixir of Life, yes.
Yes!
According, that's Philosopher's Stone according to Harry Potter.
Okay, but it's also the same story. In the real world.
There was a guy named Nicholas Flamel.
Yes. And
he's still alive?
No. This is like old stuff. This is so old that...
Yeah, but Nicholas Flamel was back old, in the time. Dude. So he's been drinking the Elixir of Life and he's still alive. And
I don't know if he's still alive.
No, if the Philosopher's Stone's real, he's still alive, dude. That's I'm telling you. Science backs
totally,
that up.
Totally. Science, science says that. Anyways, okay, so in like it's even at the point where Sir Isaac Newton, right, real historical figure,
yeah,
Newton's force of gravity, all that stuff. So he was an alchemist as well and did look for the Philosopher's Stone.
Really?
Yes, that's how like a part of history Nicholas Flamel is. It's crazy. He's a real guy. Well, and whether or not he really did create the Philosopher's Stone, he was just rumored to.
Have created it, correct?
Have created it.
Where is this Nicholas Flamel guy from?
Let me look it up.
I guess I could do that too.
Yeah. Philosopher's Stone.
Wow.
Nicholas Flamel.
French alchemist.
Yes.
Interesting. He was a real person. Wasn't an alchemist? What does that mean?
I don't know, dude. Long after his death, Flamel developed a reputation as an alchemist. So apparently he wasn't, but he was rumored to, yeah.
Yeah, it says Flamel was a notary who lived in the 14th century and made a lot of money speculating on real estate. Yes, quite.
Yes. He also learned alchemical secrets from a Jewish converso.
He and his wife, Pernell, okay, were kind people who used their wealth to establish hospitals and homes for the poor. That sounds made up, dude. I don't believe that.
You don't think it's real?
No, bro. I think it's a cover story. They were trying to hide all the gold they were making with their Philosopher's Stone, dude. And what did they do? They didn't have anywhere to spend it, so they built hospitals, and they're like, here, poor people, take some homes.
Dude, did we just become archaeologists? Because it's time to find the Philosopher's Stone.
Some would say that archaeology is the most dangerous job in the world.
We need to dress up a la Indiana Jones, okay? I'm talking hat. I'm talking leather vest. I'm talking whips.
Bro.
Satchel deal that kind of looks like a purse.
You give me the chills, dude, because I'm not even... I kid you not. That was my childhood dream, dude. The hat.
Nah, dude. Whip. You're telling me you're also a childhood fan of Indiana Jones?
Bro, in kindergarten, I wanted nothing more than to go to the Indiana Jones ride.
Do you know how many times I used that movie as a first date?
Really?
Because they were watching Indiana Jones. Bro. Yeah.
Dude. In high school was the first time I went to like I went to Disney World.
Right.
My biggest disappointment with Disney World was there was no Indiana Jones ride.
I thought that's Universal Studios. They have an Indiana Jones ride there.
They do in Disneyland.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they have an Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland.
Oh, it's the Mummy that they have at Universal Studios.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never been to Universal Studios. I went to Disney World, though. And let me tell you, Indiana Jones ride. Oh, I bet that's fun.
It is fun, dude. It's good stuff. You want to get a wand, huh?
Universal, that's in California, right?
Yeah, it's like right there. It's right next to it, I think.
Oh, well, I've never been. There we go.
Yeah, dude. So that's really all I wanted to tell you is that Nicholas Flamel is real, and it blew my mind.
I had no idea that was a real individual.
It's time to study history and alchemy, dude. Aren't you pumped up on alchemy?
What is alchemy?
I don't know.
Is that just like chemistry?
It's essentially the early beginnings of chemistry where they thought they could do magic stuff.
Well, how do we... Here we go.
Can I study alchemy?
Along with... Alchemists based their theories and experiments on the Aristotelian assumption that there were... world and like everything in it are composed of four basic elements, air, fire, or water, whatever.
Dude, earth, fire, wind, essential. September?
Salt, mercury, and sulfur.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Earth, wind, and fire, bro. Maybe they're alchemists.
I believe they are.
Interesting. Dude, Nicholas Flamel, French guy, huh? You know, that's that was back when France was probably pretty cool. Honestly, dude, peak France, in my opinion, Napoleon era.
Really?
Pretty cool, dude.
It's also where the time period of a great story is, a.k.a. The Count of Monte Cristo.
Bro, probably one of my favorite movies, dude.
Dude, how do we have so many favorites?
Bro, we've watched The Count of Monte Cristo.
We watched it like twice.
Bro, it's almost like we used to sleep in the same bed.
It wasn't the same bed. It was two twin beds that were pushed together unnecessarily.
And how many blankets did we use?
We used one. This, dude, I'm thinking about it right now. I think we used
one. Use your sheet. One comforter.
We used one sheet and we covered ourselves with a comforter. That was it. Yeah, I don't even think we covered the mattresses.
We covered the mattresses.
No, did we really?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, pretty sure.
Dude, we are such dudes. And then Ben came that one time.
Dude, I've thought about that because Ben slept on one side of me. I was in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were on the other side. How didn't I fall in the crack of the two mattresses, dude? Like, I don't know how I didn't, like, I didn't feel the seam. You know what I mean? I don't know, bro. I'll tell you what, though. I also didn't feel the blanket that was on top of me because you both rolled on your sides and it created a little tent sort of formation over me. Wind right up the tunnel. Down, what was I supposed to do? You both were on the side. What, was I supposed to hold it down the whole time?
Big, burly boys that you were laying in the middle of.
Just grab it and hold on to it and shiver?
Exactly, dude.
No, I curled up like this and shivered. Like laying flat on my back because I couldn't face either one of you.
Love it.
Because I'm not, you know, there's rules when you're sharing a bed.
There is indeed. Dude, there's an actual book.
Nicholas Flamel book?
Yes.
Dude, about how they make the alchemy? The Philosopher's Stone?
Nicholas Flamel and the Philosopher's Stone. It's a reprint of a 1624 edition. Nicholas Flamel was a successful scrivener. No, you weren't. Bro, gross.
I have.
You did? Scrivener?
Bro, I have a book idea.
What is it?
Dude, we just publish a recipe book for the Philosopher's Stone.
Ooh. We got to find some legitimately historical things they did alchemically, though. We got to make it like super real to life that so people will not know whether to believe it or not.
It sounds like they used salt, mercury, and sulfur a significant amount.
I can get for some all reason. Those.
You're going to get mercury. I don't think we should be playing with mercury, dude. That stuff causes...
Don't tell me what to do, dude. Isaac Newton had tons of mercury in his system, and look how he turned out.
How did he turn out?
Well, he probably went crazy. But other than that, he was a genius.
And George Washington had lead in his teeth. I don't think it was healthy, you know?
Dude, I'm sure it was just fine. It was a great time.
What was the guy who lived like kind of long for his age? He's the third president. Thomas Jefferson.
Jimmy Carter. Rest in peace, dude. Just died 100.
Oh, was he 100?
He was 100, dude.
Good for him.
But he was excited to vote.
That's what I heard. He voted for old Kamala, man. Didn't he?
Here's the thing. Was I a fan of Jimmy Carter? No.
I don't know anything about the guy, so I have no idea.
Peanut butter farmer. That's all you're taught about him in school, that he was the peanut butter farmer.
What does that mean? He farmed peanut butter?
He was farming peanuts. He was a peanut farmer. Yeah.
And he became president because of...
Not because of that. It was just the only thing you teach about him.
That was it? I don't remember that at all.
Anyways, yeah, they don't talk about his policies.
What were his policies?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a big fan.
You're not?
No, because he was essentially right after... I'm going to goof it up now. He was a one-term president.
You know what? You know, it's like my dad, old Kev, always used to say, even a one-term president, still a president.
He pursued nuclear non-proliferation.
I don't know what that means. Non-proliferation, does that mean he's tried to like...
It's essentially like deals with other... Yeah, so they had a bunch of world meetings where they're like, hey, you can only have this number of nukes or whatever. Or you can't have... Yeah, so it's like a built-in limit for everyone to agree to. Move down the path to
We talked about that last time.
I think we did.
Yeah. We talked about you, old Jimmy.
Oh, yeah, because we're nuclear scientists.
Because we're science. We're sciencey. No.
We're experts, though. I mean, you give us a nuke... We know how to use it.
Yeah. It's a damn plug and play, dude. You press the red button and point the barrel.
Oh, dude. Under his administration, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan took place a month after Iranian militants stored the U.S. embassy in Tehran. Dude, there's so much cool history we need to learn about.
There's a lot of crazy stuff that happened back in the day. Maybe we just watch Rambo 3. Oh, dude, I was listening to Rambo. I was listening to a podcast. Then they were mentioning Rambo. Oh, I told you about it, dude. It was the bonfire.
Yeah.
I listened to it. Yeah. Great. So good.
I love you, John Rambo.
They made the joke. They're like, that didn't age well. I was like, well.
Yeah, hopefully, these guys are just really nice guys, and they're not going to fly a plane into our towers at all.
Because he's helping the Taliban, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that what he's doing? He's helping them fight against the Soviets?
Yeah, but it's specifically like the story of the Mujahideen, essentially. You know what I mean?
Who became the Taliban.
Yeah. So, it's pretty real.
We do have to look more into that. Hey, that could be our assignment, dude.
Yes, I love
it. Maybe the kids want to hear about the Mujahideen.
Oh, dude, let's do some research. We all of a sudden become a history podcast.
We'll have like a history episode, dude. We're not experts. We're not self-proclaimed experts.
It's a history sewed, dude. Okay. It's all one word, history sewed.
History sewed. A history sewed. We're definitely not self-proclaimed experts in history yet. But we are self-proclaimed experts in nuclear, in all types of nuclear. And we even say it right. We don't say nuclear. We say nuclear.
Nuclear?
Yeah, because that's how you say it.
I think of it the way I say or hear the line from Nacho Libre. Beneath the man, we find his nucleus.
His nucleus.
Nucleus. Well, anyways, good times. Kids, resolute. Resolute hard. Do you have a pattern for the resolutes?
A pattern? What do you mean?
Yeah, give me your old strategy, how you resolute.
This is how I do it, kids. I pretty much always think I need to do better, and so I constantly strive to be better.
I worry all the time about if I'm doing good.
This is how you do it, guys, all right? You've got one day, okay? This episode was filmed on December 30th, okay?
Right.
You have one day, the 31st. beat everyone else to their resolutions. Be better than them. And then you'll know all year. I started a day early. I'm so much better than all these schmucks who waited for the new year. I'm different. I'm built different.
Dude, speaking of which, my resolution, I'm going to win. This is probably my favorite resolution, dude.
Okay.
Blink-182.00001% top fan. I'm going to be the number one fan of Blink-182.
You've been,
according to streaming.
You've been playing it constantly?
Yeah, on repeat.
Because I have.
I was thinking about that, dude. I listened to the episode where we talked about that, and I was like, oh, crap. I turned it on immediately, put down the volume, because
it just sat there.
I got a 23-second song, dude, and I just go through it, dude, over and over and over again.
Bro, I don't think it's the song.
What do you mean?
I don't think the song matters. I don't think like how many songs of Blink-182 you listen to is like the delineation of that. I think it's how much time you spend.
You think it's the minutes? You think it has nothing to do? I think it's
total amount of minutes, yes.
What if I listen, but if you saw the metric, right?
What song is it?
This is what I think it is. I think it's a weighting of a bunch of different metrics.
Bro, if I'm just going to say this, dude.
Yeah, say it.
Because this definitely happens. What's the song called? What's the 20-second song?
It's called F Off on their new album.
So Blink-182 goes, who's our number one fan, Spotify? They're like, oh, Cal D here is the number one fan. What's his favorite song? He listened to, F Off 600,000 times. Bro, they're not going to be impressed.
Dude, okay? They're going to love it. They're going to be like, no. Wow, we'll play it for you. 100 times because you love it so much.
And it will take less than an hour.
Okay, it's called F. It's called Fuckface.
Oh, bro,
it's 27 seconds.
Oh, you just said that on a camera.
It's just 27 seconds.
Oh, it's not even 24 seconds. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, dude. I don't think it's a number of songs, bro.
Oh, wait, turn this off. Turn this off is 23.
Ooh, there you go, dude. Switch it up.
There we go.
What do you got playing right now? Is that it?
That is it.
I have all the small things being played right now.
You would, because you know all about...
I know about the small things.
Anyways, yeah, what's your resolution strategy?
Bro, I don't do the... I'm with you on that, dude. I just have, like...
I just have hopes and dreams.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get through the next day, dude.
I don't have goals. I just have hopes and dreams.
I just hope that I wake up in the morning, dude. That's it.
Another day given is another day blessed. Living or get busy dying.
Here's the thing. I guess if... like now is a good time. Like if you guys are looking to start something or do something or make changes, I guess now is a good time. But you know what? You know what the best time was?
You're looking to yesterday. Start something? You're like, I don't know.
Looking to start something. You looking to start something right now? Is that what you're trying to do here? Something? You trying to start something with me? Is that what you're trying to do? Oh my gosh. You have anything left to say to the kiddos?
Yeah, so what I do for resolutions...
Tell me. Tell them.
I do a role-based goal-setting activity where I take every role that I am in life. Uh-huh. Father, son, husband, employee, fellow man. And I make some goals adjustments based on those areas.
He likes to roll... a 20-sided dice to decide what level he's going to be at that next year, and he acts accordingly.
Level 27 fatherhood.
Yo, honey, your wife's all...
level 36 mage.
Your wife's all, honey, can you change the baby's diaper? You're like, let me make a fatherhood roll on that. Oh, sorry, I scored a one, honey. I can't do that, actually. Yeah, that's a no-go, you.
Honey. Sorry. Good luck.
Hey, next time, though.
That is a hilarious sketch idea. Quick, I have to cut this out. So we can act it. You're rolling for like doing certain things in a relationship.
Yo, that's a dexterity roll. Nah, sorry.
Ooh, not your time.
Yeah, I guess I won't be getting you that glass of water, honey. Sorry, my stamina is not up to it.
My stamina's quite low.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's the best.
My favorite meme right now is the I don't know if you've seen the video, but there's this wizard and he goes, "I cast magic brick," and he just throws a brick at the goblin. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know if I said, for some reason it sounds familiar.
Oh my gosh, this is good. How we're gonna end it off,
bro.
Magician's brick, that's what it's called.
Oh, stop. Oh, I think I do know what animation this is. Oh, I'm
so excited for this. First of all, I gotta make sure it actually shows up on the screen. So there's memes, and I feel like the memes are based on this.
Okay.
Oh, this is 5 months ago though. Oh, they can't be based on it.
They might be.
I will see.
5 months, here we go. Dude? You showing it?
For my magic. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. A little bit of audio in the background. I'll make sure this is.
Ah, damn. There's an orc guarding the bridge. Ah, worry not, my friend. For my magic will send him running back to the Darklands. You all fooled in, you see. He's wearing one of Wormtall's amulets. Your magic would bounce right off of him.
Then perhaps I'll have to use one of the oldest spells ever crafted. Magician's Brick!
Yes, dude. Yes.
I cast Magician's Brick. 3 points of brick right into his head.
And I think that is a metaphor for life, which is sometimes the simple way is in fact the best way.
It is the best way. Love you long time, kids. If you want to support that creator, it's Wigglewood on YouTube. Love you long time. Bye.